now we get to dig in a little bit deeper with Chris Widener, founder of Politicrossing.com. He's got a new book, Four Seasons. Chris, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
I can't quite figure out what the play is here with Joe Biden and these documents. Is it intentional so that they can push him out of the way? I mean, the question I was asking a few minutes ago was this. Once they discovered these documents, right, in the Penn Biden Center, which, by the way, comes after the National Archives dismissed any claims of mishandled documents from the Obama-Biden White House. That happened in October of last year. And then 3 weeks later, they find these documents at the Penn Biden Center. But what led them from that spot to Joe's garage? What gave them the indication, oh my gosh, what about that whole other thing of documents over at Joe's garage? What led them there? That's the question that I seem to be caught up on all of a sudden.
Well, I think there's a lot of palace intrigue going on. And you know what, after 2 or 3 years of all the shutdowns and all the COVID and all that kind of stuff, that I've just gotten to the point, Steve, and I think you should probably feel the same way. I think we should trust our gut with this, because everything we've trusted about our gut the last 2 or 3 years has proven to be right. Like, it just seems to be the natural inclination. There's something going on here, and I have got to believe that it's all about getting Joe Biden to not run in 2024. Remember, this all broke within 3 days of him announcing that he was going to run again in 2024, and I think they said, we got to put an end to this guy's ego.
Well, maybe that's part of it, but they wanted to put an end to it without going too far. The best way to keep the public's prying eyes off of classified documents that he wasn't supposed to have for whatever reason, maybe he was writing a book, maybe he was using it for references and speeches, who knows. But the best way to keep the public's prying eyes off the documents is to have them picked up by the National Archives or the FBI or anybody else. Right? Then they'll never, because part of an ongoing investigation, you won't see it again for years, right?
Yeah, and that's why I think that they are collecting these things. They're never going to let us see them, or it might be, as you said, years and years. But it's all designed to be able to force him out, whether it's just the illegality of what he did or if we find out that these things are just so bad in terms of his corruption with his brother and his son Hunter. Or if these are super top secret things that nobody should be able to see. I think there's three different ways to get there for them to get him out.
But the end result is the same in your estimation. No matter how you get there, you get there, and he's gone.
Absolutely. I mean, my opinion, I think Gavin Newsom's probably going to be the candidate for 2024. As much as they say they like minorities and women, I think they're going to go with a getting older, middle-aged white guy.
I think you're right. I don't care for Gavin Newsom and his policies, but America likes attractive candidates. He's not an unattractive candidate. He's an attractive man for many people, right? Good-looking guy. Here he is. Cannot stand his policies, but that's what America votes for, generally speaking, right?
Yeah, and you know, they go back classically to Richard Nixon won the radio vote, but JFK won the TV vote because of the way that they look versus the way that they sound and the ideas. And I think that that's always been the Democrats. They try to find, you know, flashy, young, hip, good-looking folks, except for the ones who've already been there for 45 years.
Right. So, all right, so... So where does this go then? If the game is just to get him out, and you found documents in four different places, and you have a special counsel now, or special prosecutor, whatever you like to refer to the position, on his tail, what do they do to push him out? And now that you have this, and now that you have Hunter Biden's laptop that everybody knows is there, it's been under investigation for 4 years almost, does anything happen to anybody here? Does Hunter Biden ever pay a price for all? Look, he broke the law. And if they're so, you know, gung-ho on gun laws, then, you know, prosecute him at least for buying a gun illegally, which he did. Do the minimum thing. But will any of that happen?
No. Nobody's ever going to get in trouble for any of this. The best we can hope for is that they push him out or don't let him run. I don't know if they'll make it all the way through this term. I think that they're going to come walking up to him, kind of like they did to Nixon. They're going to walk up and they're going to say, hey, it's time for you to go. and we can't have this anymore. We need to put somebody in there who has a chance in 2024, because I don't think Biden has a chance in 2024, no matter who he runs against.
Well, I think that's true. I think Ron DeSantis is I'm looking at polling here, and I know there's some people out there that are only Trumpers. I'm sorry they feel that way. And calling Ron DeSantis a rhino is about as laughable as anything. Ron DeSantis is a powerful candidate, and Ron DeSantis against Gavin Newsom would present a powerful race in America. Unfortunately, I think Newsom would come out on top the way the deck is stacked currently. And I think Newsom might be in many ways more dangerous for this country than Joe Biden is. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, absolutely. He would be horrible because I think he's a true believer. I think Newsom is a true believer in all this. I think Joe just wanted to live in the White House once before he died. And so, absolutely. And in terms of Ron DeSantis, it's interesting. I don't know if this has been your experience, but for the last, few weeks, I hear a lot of people saying, I've always been with President Trump. I'm always, voted for him. He's an amazing guy. But if I went into the ballot box now and it was Trump and DeSantis, I'd pick DeSantis. And yeah. I hear that a lot nowadays.
Right. But the problem that I also hear is I see people say, if not Trump, then I won't vote for anybody. And if that's your attitude, it is stupid and it's dangerous. Because that's basically handing votes to the socialists who are all together in Davos right now, plotting your future and mine without your input or mine. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Chris Widener, foundation and founder of politicacrossing.com, politicacrossing.com. I'll take a break. Ron Rademacher around the corner. Sports up next. It's the Steve Weber Show.
Time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Detroit Lions finished the 2022 regular season at 9-8 after closing the year with a road victory against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football in primetime 20-16. The Lions won the turnover battle 2-0 by forcing and recovering a fumble and sending a full house blitz out of third down for another Kirby Joseph interception to help fuel a defense that held the Pack to just 291 total yards. Rookie Aiden Hutchinson added 2 sacks to get his season total to 9.5, just a half a sack shy of the rookie record. He and fellow teammate James Houston became the first rookie teammates in NFL history to each have 8-plus sacks in the same season. Jamal Williams set a franchise record with 17 rushing touchdowns in one single year. And although the Seahawks eliminated the Lions from playoff contention about 40 minutes prior to kickoff, Detroit returned the favor in Green Bay, eliminating the Pack from the playoffs. A signature win for the brand new Lions.